It's time to step into Tonia's Kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
Here in New England, it's maple sugaring season. My guest today is senior food editor with Yankee Magazine, Amy Traverso, who shares a great recipe for maple pancakes.
Obviously, we all love to eat pancakes this time of year, and we have a recipe for maple pecan oat pancakes that, using old-fashioned oats that you can blend into the batter, you can actually, for extra flavor, you can toast them in a skillet with some pecans.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just let that cool off and add that to your dry mixture of, you know, all-purpose flour, baking soda, baking powder, salt. So there's your base. You've got the oats, the pecans, which have been toasted, so they're really nutty tasting, flour, baking soda, baking powder, salt. And then you can, if you really want to get some nice lift, you can actually separate the eggs. Now, you don't have to do that. You could just take that dry mix and then combine some maple syrup, some buttermilk, eggs, and melted butter and vanilla. And then you mix the wet ingredients, add it to the dry, and you're done. But a little trick to pancakes, especially kind of hearty pancakes that have nuts or kind of really hearty ingredients in there, you can actually separate the eggs, beat the egg whites to just a soft peak, so it's not really stiff, but just kind of soft and fluffy, and fold that in after you've combined the wet and dry ingredients. Fold it in a little bit at a time, and you'll get these extra fluffy pancakes that are just incredible. Love that combination of the oat, the pecan, and the maples. It's just classic.
Find out more at ToniasKitchen.com.